Tanya. Okay, we're on page 371 at the bottom, 188 on top. Okay, we're closer to the bottom of the page. We're going to start 8 lines from the bottom of the page. Okay, we learned a few lines into it. What are you looking for, Tanya? There's none on the table, no? Or they're all done? Okay. The Alter Rebbe was saying like this. Page 188 on the top. No, but that's a chitas. You have to look at the... He gets the tshuva 188 on top. Okay, the Alter Rebbe says like this. He's trying to explain what we learned last week. That... Yudke Vavke, Hashem blew into us, right? We are a part of God. And he starts explaining the 10 attributes of Hashem. He says there's love of Chochmah, which is the initial spark, and then it comes into Bina. And then it comes into, when it comes into understanding, it's the letter Vav. So now you have the understanding of godliness, and then you have the Vav, which brings it down into the emotional levels. And then we're coming to the Hey of Hashem, okay? So he says like this, Kimidus Malchusi Yizbarech, 8 lines from the end of the page. Kimidus Malchusi Yizbarech, because the attribute of Malchus, which is the lowest attribute of the Sefirot, is called Dvar Hashem, the Word of God. Kamesha calls it like it says, Vashed Dvar Melech Shiltein, a king rules with thought, V'nechleles V'nemezes Ba'eis He'achreinu Shoshem Havaya. That's alluded to in the second half of Hashem's name. Okay, so Hashem's name is all 10 attributes. Yod is Chochmah, He is Bina, understanding. The Vav at the 6 emotional levels. And the last He, you have it? On top it says 188. And the last level is the level of Malchus, which is also the level He. He says, why? Why is speech the level of Malchus? Ki pnimi sumakar adibod. Because what is really the essence of speech is the air that comes out. What is speech? Air comes out and then you just form it with the 5 different formations of the mouth into letters. But it's really air, and then it becomes an aleph and a beis and a gimel and a dalet. And then it gets divided into the 5 formations of the mouth. For instance, like he says, the letters aleph, ches, hey, ayin, come from the throat. The letters bump, beis, vav, mem, pei come from the lips. Some come from the teeth. Some come from the tongue. Like lamed comes from the tongue. So every letter comes from the 5 formations of the mouth. And he says not only that, v'gam havaris ha-hei, even the letter hey is really air. What's hey? That's what air is. Hey is. It's hevel levad, which is only air without any formation. Every letter is air coming out, but it has a form to it. Hey is just the air coming out. Like it says, Asa Kalila, it's a letter that's weak. The Lesba Mashasha, that there's no substance to it. So now the question is like this. We're saying that the letter Hey of Hashem's name is what created the entire world. Correct? Now, he's saying, Alter Rebbe said before, every creation in the world, including the body of the person, was created through speech. Vayomer Elokim, Vayomer Elokim, God said, God said, God said. When it comes to the neshama of the Yid, of Adam, it doesn't say Hashem said, let there be a neshama. Hashem blew the neshama into Adam Rishon. Okay? So therefore, everything comes from speech, except the whole world at large comes from speech, but The neshama comes from a deeper level of speech. It's air coming out like speech, but is coming from inside the person, the essence of the person. But now the question is, but Hashem doesn't have a body, so how are we using the language of blowing and talking when it comes to Hashem? So he says, "Va'av shein le'gdumos ha'guf chas v'shalom." Even though Hashem doesn't have a form of a body, so how can we say Hashem speaks, say Hashem spoke, Hashem blew? Ach dibra teira koloshim b'nei adam. The teira speaks in the language of man. What does this mean? B'shegam gam dvar Hashem, chav beis aisyas, the 22 letters of the alibis. Hamizchalekas lehei chelke hametzois, the 22 letters, besides the ending letters, which is 27, but there's 22 basic letters of the Aleph Beis that are divided into the throat, the lips, the tongue, you know, all that. Ubehen nivra kol yitzur, and everything was created from that. Okay? Meaning like this. Now, the Rebbe explained this before this, so he's not elaborating on it again. When it says Hashem spoke, the concept of speech, like we learned many times, is revealing something that was previously hidden. Okay, when somebody speaks, they talk. Okay, that's how you have a mouth and you speak. And then, but the concept of speech is really nothing different than thought. You think, you speak. I mean, it's the same stuff that you're thinking, you're speaking. The only difference between thinking and speaking is thinking is only revealed to me, not to you. When I want to reveal it to you, then I need to speak it. So the concept of speech, not how speech happens, but the concept of speech is to reveal a hidden something to be revealed. Before it was hidden, now it became revealed. Therefore, when Torah says Hashem spoke, we look at the concept of speech. Therefore, what does it mean? Hashem had a power to create light and to create a heaven and create the sun and the moon and everything else in the 6 days of creation. That power was not revealed. Hashem spoke means Hashem revealed the power that he had. Therefore, you know what? People speak with their eyes. People speak with their hands. Jews speak with their hands. But speech is basically revealing something hidden. So therefore, when it speaks about Hashem creating the world with speech, it's the letter hey, which is Malchus, which is speech, because hey is the five formations of the mouth of speech and so on, and hey itself means speech, the air. But then, in the same concept of speech, of revealing something, you have the concept called blowing. Blowing is the same thing as speech, but it's coming from a much deeper source. So when the Torah uses the word blowing by the neshama, and therefore it says, like he quoted before the pasuk, Chelek Hashem Amai, the neshama, the Jew, the neshama is a part of Hashem, because when you blow, it's part of you. Verbal speech is very limited. It's external you, and this is the real you. The koch hamamish shall keep up on the next page. The koch hamamish shall derech moshe lavdos le'in ketz. So it is by Hashem infinitely the separation from what it is by us. Excuse me. The nishmas ha'adam and the nisham of the person, which is the nefesh olakis, the mitoche nafach, that Hashem blew into us this neshama. So therefore, if Hashem's name represents seichel midas, chochma bina, the midas and malchus, if Hashem is blowing a part of himself into us, i.e. neshama, this neshama also has the 10 godly levels in it. We know that neshama is esrei koyches and nefesh, also intellect and emotions. Why does the neshama have intellect and emotions? Because Hashem's blowing a part of himself into us. So if he has these 10 levels, and therefore it says, Chelek Hashem Amei, we are part of Yudke Vavke, which is the name of Hashem, which has all these 10 levels in it. So therefore, we have the Seichel Nelam, which is the level of Yud, the Yud, which is Chochmah, the initial spark. Shabakoich Elatze Selagilid has the ability to go out into the revealed part. Lahovin Olahaska Bamitasi Yizbarach Ubgadulase, to be able to have Bina, meaning understanding the greatness of Hashem. Kolchad v'chad lefum shiura delay. Every person according to their own level. Lefirechav sichle ubinasi based on the level of understanding. Meaning, why is it, and this is a very unique thing. In order for a person to understand God and to feel God, you have to be God. If you're not God, you can't feel God and understand God in any way whatsoever. Hashem's infinite. Our brains are finite. The only way it's possible that a person can understand that Elokus and feel Elokus is because we are. We're part of Hashem. The Neshama understands. The Neshama understands this godliness that we're learning. How can the Neshama understand godliness? Because it is part of godliness. It is. And therefore you always hear, the expression is the Neshama, even if they don't understand it, the Neshama understands. Meaning, the physical brain might not understand it. But the Neshama, which is a part of Hashem, does understand it. That's because the physical brain doesn't get it.
But we don't really understand Hashem.
The Neshama does. When the Neshama understands Hashem and has a feeling for Elokus, it impacts the person. It creates a love and a fear of Hashem. Seichel gives birth to Midas. When a person meditates into the greatness of Hashem, even though we can't understand who Hashem is, but we can understand what He's not. We can understand what He's not, which is called Yedias HaShlila. In Chassidus is called Yedias HaShlila. The knowing of what it's not is also a very deep level of understanding. And we learned a mashal many times. One and a trillion trillion are infinite away from infinite. Correct? One is infinite away from infinite, and trillion trillion is infinite. And yes, same thing. But there's still a difference between one and a trillion trillion. One, when one hears infinite, what does one think infinite is? A billion. What does one think infinite is? In his perception, a billion. A trillion trillion that understands that it's infinite. Wait, so their understanding of God, they still don't know God because it's infinite and they're still limited. But they have a better understanding what it's not. In fact, there's an expression Chassidus always brings down. Tachlis hayediyah shaloi nediyacha. The ultimate understanding of God is that we don't understand Him. Huh? Okay, but what's the advantage of that? The more we understand that we don't understand, the greater we have a relationship with Hashem, because then we say, wow, I do a mitzvah, I connect to that level of Hashem that's so great that I can't even understand it. So that then you want to do a mitzvah more than if you just a little nothing. So yeah, right, we don't understand. You know, b'chlal, we said this many times. Do you know the more you learn, the less you know?
Yes.
The more you learn, why winning, the less you know? You see how much there is more to know, learn. Yes. Right? That doesn't mean you don't know anything. But the more you learn... The famous story when the Tzemach Tzedek went into the Alter Rebbe, and the Alter Rebbe wanted to give him a bracha that he should know Torah. He wanted to give him a bracha he should know Torah. Tzemach Tzedek declined. He said, I want to make an effort in Torah, I don't want any gifts. Okay, it went for a minute. Later on, the Tzemach Tzedek regretted it. But why did he regret it? Because he said, Torah is so infinite. As much as my grandfather would have given me, I could have started working from there. So he regretted it because he understood that there's no end to it. So the more you know, so that's when the neshama thinks, meditates into the greatness, which is the whole concept of davening. All these three levels of not understanding, of understanding or not understanding alokus. Yeah, it helps understand what we don't understand, and therefore we want to have a relationship with him. But the neshama, by the way, understands it.
So everybody's neshama.
Correct.
Right.
So what do you got to do? The more you learn, so the more your seichel is able to understand this godly understanding. Okay, you know there's an expression, faith, emuna, begins where seichel ends. Something you understand, you don't have to believe. Correct? You understand it. Because now, belief is what you don't understand. Yeah? So where does emunah begin? So if, let's say, this is the floor, yeah? If my seichel comes up to here, my emunah begins from here. If my seichel begins, goes up higher, then my emunah begins higher. There's a pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech, very smart man, said, Pesi yamin l'chol davar. Simply, it's a fool believes everything. Today what we say, they're gullible. Yeah? A fool believes everything. So the Medrash says, and Chassidus brings this down a lot, of whom is Shlomo HaMelech talking, Pesi Yamin Chol Davar, Zeh Moshe Rabbeinu. The Medrash says that when the Pasuk Shlomo HaMelech says, the fool who believes everything is Moshe Rabbeinu. So Chassidus says, Moshe Rabbeinu is Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov are Chesed Gvura Teferes the Midas. Moshe Rabbeinu is Chochma Vatzilus. And not only that, Chassidus explains Min Amayim Mishisiu. He comes from Chesed. He comes from Alma Diskasia. He comes from the hidden worlds of God. What do you mean he believes everything? On the contrary, it shows the depth of his emuna, of how far up it goes, and that's the greatness of Amunah, which begins when we don't understand. So the Neshama understands. But the Neshama, because Hashem blew it into us, we are a part of Hashem. And then, in reference to that, by the way, it says, Bonim Atam Hashem Elokeichem. In Perek Beis of Tanya, when the Alter Rebbe says in Neshama, Schilak Olakami Malmash, he quotes the Pasuk, Shenamar, Bonim Atam Hashem Elokeichem. Now, a baby, as soon as it comes out of the mother, yeah, is the child. Yeah? The Rebbe used to say this many times about the concept of Yerusha versus other things. Matana, Yerusha. The Gemara says an expression, Atinik miyachi yote lavira ilam, as soon as a baby comes into the world, he can inherit everything of a father. Which means like this. You can have a multi-billionaire father. The second the kid's born, he is the inheritor, the only child, yeah? And the father dies. He inherits everything of the father, all the billions of stuff, yeah? The kid doesn't know what father means. He doesn't know what money means. He doesn't know anything means. Yet, the fact that he's a child, which I don't want to call brainless, it's a very negative, but you understand what I mean? He understands nothing. He's still the essence of the father, that in the place of the father, the child. Therefore, the child inherits everything of the father. I.e. doesn't even know it's his father. It doesn't matter. He is an extension of the father. A neshama is an extension of Hashem. Hashem blew we're a part of Hashem. What did you want to ask?
I'm not sure what you're saying right now. I'm not sure if you said it, but if we are, like you said, a connection, like an extension, does that mean that the Neshama is also like unlimited, like Hashem, that you can understand? Like it
how many times do we learn in Chassidus that the Neshama of a Jew is unlimited? Therefore, there's nothing the Neshama can't do.
Can the neshama understand something on one end of the world to the next end of the world to a relative or something?
The problem is, we have a body, and a nefesh habamis, and the Yetzer Hara blocks it. But the neshama itself, yeah.
So like when they're in the next world, they know
what's going on.
Because it's not that they're Hashem.
They're part of Hashem.
And what's the difference in the way?
A part of Hashem is not Hashem. It's an extension of Hashem.
So what's the difference?
Okay, let me give you a simple example. A child is an extension of the parent. It's not the parent. It's an extension of the parent, but it's not the parent. It doesn't say we're God. We're God's children, which means the extension of Hashem.
So even when it's in the neshama state, it still has certain limitations.
Because of the body, not the neshama.
But when it's, let's say, without the body, it still has limitations?
Yes. Because it's in the body. So it's automatically limited from the mere fact that it's in the body. Chayichid is unlimited. Pintaliyid, unlimited. Okay, weiter. So he says, about the eighth line from the top. Ukfiya shemaimik sikhli. The more a person delves his mind. Umarchiv daiti ubinasi, and he broadens his bina, so to speak. There's Bainin Bagadulasi is body to understand the greatness of Hashem. In other words, because the Neshama is an extension of Hashem, therefore what Hashem has, we have, the Neshama has. Right? Just like what the parents have, the baby has. It's the extension of the parent. Therefore, the Neshama could have an understanding of God. Then when they delve their mind deeper, they can have even the hay, Shiasha Rechiv, that has the level of Bina. Like you said before, has a length and a width that shows the way it comes down, and there's a broadening to it. You can understand it very well. To give birth, and therefore we know parents give birth to children. Chachma is called father, mother is called bina. Like we said in Lashon Kodesh, Yud is masculine, He is feminine, Ish, Aleph, Yud, Shin, Yud is Chochmah, He is Bina. So therefore, when there is this meditation in the depth of Chochmah and Bina, so just like physical parents give birth to children, so what happens? We give birth to children. The Neshama gives birth to children. What children does it give birth to? Midas, the feelings, the emotions, the emotional attributes. They give birth to love and fear, but to Dosayim and the offshoots, because all the other meters, Dalton Rebbe said in Paragimel, are the offshoots of love and fear. It first comes into the hidden state of the heart, and then it comes, then it becomes revealed. That's the letter Hey, giving birth. And Mizan Nimshecha, from this love and fear, which is offshoots of the intellect, comes Aveda Amitis, then the person is able to work truthfully, meaning, as the Samach Tzedek explains in Paragimel, it means a permanent, not come and go. Be'esek HaTerev HaMitzvahs, Be'kel V'dibor, with voice and speech, or Maisa, or action, those are the letters of Vavkei. Those are the last two letters of Hashem's name. V'gam, and also, let's finish this up. Isbeinu is the meditation. Lahav and olahasku b'mitwasi v'gdulasi yizbarich, to understand the greatness of Hashem. Also comes from Teira, the Reisim Yichochma Nafkis, which is the Yud of Shem Havayah. Meaning like this. In addition to the Neshama, you have something else which is also part of Hashem. That's Teira. Torah and Hashem are one. So Torah is an extension of Hashem. Neshama is an extension of Hashem. You need each other. But there's an interesting thing. We learned this a number of times already, but it's a very fundamental aspect. The Medrash says, seven things were before the world. Then it boils down to two things were created before the world. I mean, they're above world. What are the two things that are above world? Torah and the Neshamas. Torah and the Shamas of Jews are above world. How do we know, the Medrash says? Because it says, Istako Beraisa Ubara Alma. Or the Medrash's expression is, Torah is the blueprints of the world. Or the Zohar uses the expression, he looked into Torah and created the world. He looked into Torah and said, Vayom Elokim Yehi Ad. God said, okay, Yehi Ad. He looked into Torah and said, let there be a heaven. He said, let there be a heaven. So if Torah was the blueprints of the world, obviously he was there before the world. Then there's another Medrash that said, Bami Nimlach. Simply, literally, it doesn't make sense. But simply it means, with whom did God decide to make the world? B'nishmaseim shel tzadikim. With the neshamas of tzadikim. Mm-hmm. So, taking it literally without chassid is pretty foolish. It means simply God had a board meeting with the neshamas and he decided to create the world. Okay? Which obviously is not what it means. But obviously then also the neshamas were there before the world. Right? So there's two things that were created before the world. Torah and neshamas. Then the Medrash continues that which one of the two are greater? Meaning which one's before? Before over here means greater. Who's greater, neshamas or Torah? The Medrash says, neshamas are greater. Where do you see that in Torah? Because Torah says, Dabar al b'nei Yisrael. Torah says, speak to the Jews. If Torah says, speak to the Jews, let's take it physically. If Torah says, speak to the Jews, that means Jews are already here. If Torah is above Jews, that means there's no Jews yet. How could Torah say, speak to the Jews? This is what the Medrash says. So the Medrash says, the fact that Torah says, speak to the Jews, mean that there's Jews before the Torah, and Torah says, speak to them. I can't tell you speak to somebody if they're not existing yet. Okay? What does that mean? It means, neshamas are greater than Torah. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas to save the Jews. Because Moshe Rabbeinu says, one of the two gotta go, Torah, Jews. Moshe Rabbeinu understood Jews are greater than Torah. If one gotta go, Torah is going, not Jews. That's why he broke the luchas and he saved the Jews. So now the question is, even though it's late, the question is, so why do Jews need Torah? If we're greater than Torah, why do I need Torah mitzvahs to connect? I'm self-connected, even greater than Torah mitzvahs. So Chassidus explains, this, that the neshama is greater than Torah, that's the neshama up there. Chaya Yechida, that doesn't come, not up there 20 miles up, Chaya Yechida, that doesn't permeate the body. That's greater than Torah. But the neshama, once it comes into the body, could sin, could become impure. Torah can never become impure. So if they have it down here, Torah is greater than the Jews. Therefore, down here, to connect Hashem, we need to do Torah mitzvahs. Okay.